Hello, and welcome back to a very special edition of today's HughCast. On today's HughCast, we're going to listen to a lot of really fantastic TurboGrafx music, and PC Engine music, too. Bomberman is one of the most fantastic games to have as a pack-in, and the fact that it was a surprise or a secret for those that were smart enough to find it is just legendary. I mean, the original Bomberman for the TurboGrafx as a pack-in for the Turbo Duo, there was nothing better. There was nothing better at all. Up next, I'm going to go ahead and throw you some Tengai Makyo 2, or Tengai Makyu 2, however you pronounce it. Tengai Makyu is a game that sadly never saw a release outside of Japan. It's an amazing RPG series. We got four games for the PC Engine that we're able to import. The first three were all RPGs, and then the final one was actually for the arcade card as a fighting game. Tengai Makyo 2, in my opinion, has the absolute most fantastic soundtrack. It was perfect, and I hope that you enjoy hearing some music from Tengai Makyo 2. Thank you. next, I'm going to throw a random mix at you. If you can figure out what games these are all from, kudos to you. Enjoy four random tracks from PC Engine Games. Did you guess what games those songs were from? That's right, it was from Slime World, Raiden, Splash Lake, and Valus 4 for the PC Engine. If you got all those right, pat yourself on the back. That might have been tricky for some of you. Slime World is a fantastic game that sadly never saw release outside of Japan, unless you were in the US and you happen to have the Sega Genesis / Mega Drive versions, or even got the Atari Lynx versions. Slime World's a really cool game. It's a shame that it never came out in the US for the PC Engine, but I can kind of understand why they didn't, having the system already, or the game already being released for just about every other console at the time. What's the point of really bringing it out on the TurboGrafx CD as well? But, you know, it's still a shame because it's a fantastic game. Splash Lake's an awesome, awesome action puzzler game. I really have a lot of fun with that one, and the soundtrack's fantastic. So I will definitely be having more Splash Lake music coming up soon. And Raiden, man, there's just, that game is one of the most action-packed shoot-em-ups there are. And that soundtrack is really rocking. I always love listening to the music on Raiden. And Valus 4. Not enough people talk about the Valus series and how good the music is from that. Matter of fact, after listening to some Valus 4, it gets me in a mood to listen to more Valus. How about a triple shot of some Valus 3? That ought to get you guys moving. And now, we're going to finish you up with a couple songs from one of the most difficult shoot 'em ups ever released in the history of video games. And I'm talking really hard game. But first, I want to let you know that next time on the HughCast, that's going to be episode 3, we're going to be doing something a little different. Instead of just having complete and total music with me randomly interjecting my opinions and random banter with me, rambling banter, I'm going to actually give you guys some sound bites from our TurboFest tour. That's right, the TurboFest tour is something that takes place at random gaming conventions, usually with a retro theme. And we have our own rooms, we have our own competitions, our own tournaments, all kinds of stuff, and it is TurboGrafx around the clock at these conventions, and we call it TurboFest tour. TurboFest tour hits up the Midwest Gaming Classic every year. It also hits up the Video Game Summit in Lombard, Illinois, which usually takes place in July. And then we usually finish up the year in October at our very own Octurbofest, which takes place at the Galloping Ghost in Chicago, Illinois. With that being said, check out HughCast Episode 3, which will be coming very soon. And also, to close out HughCast Episode 2, enjoy some Image Fight 2. Stay classy, guys. Bye-bye.